painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking, KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with today's Artbeat.
Hey, we have Kathy Peterson with us. She's the arts administrator for Winona State University, and we're going to learn about all the great things happening in the theater and dance department, the music department, and the art galleries. She's also going to tell us about how Dancescape's coming up, other community events like auditions. I'm assuming in the future, probably.
Yes.
Probably a while off yet.
Those are a while.
But we do want to mention that we do invite members of the community to participate in our arts programming. So
we do.
Let's get started, Kathy. Thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, you're very welcome. I love talking about the arts, as you know.
I would hope so, since that you are like fully immersed in it.
I am. It's the best part of my job.
You get to also write grants, I believe.
I do, which I also enjoy. I'm one of those odd people who actually kind of enjoys writing.
Yeah, and what's really special about you is you don't just like technical writing, you like creative writing too.
I do. Any kind of writing, I'm kind of there.
Yeah, that's special. Usually you don't get both the right and left brain sectors.
I do have both sides of the brain actually can work together. Yes, I've had artists tell me that they envy that. I envy that.
So what have we got on deck? We got a lot of stuff going on. It's the start of the new semester, so things are kind of hitting hard and fast.
They definitely are in February now. Everybody's sort of, we're back. We're settled into our spring semester routine, and February has a lot of performing arts coming up. The first thing out of the gate is during the month of February is our faculty recitals start up. So Sunday, February 7th, Harry Hinson, who is our saxophonist on our music faculty, is having a recital at 4 in the PAC Recital Hall, and these are always free. So our faculty recitals are free, and he's a wonderful saxophonist. He always brings in a guest pianist who always accompanies him, and they have a great sort of symbiotic, funky relationship. They're really fun together. So that's the first faculty recital of the semester, actually. And then we have a new show opening in the Watkins Gallery. It's an artist whose name is Kathleen Hawks, and it's digital media and photography. The exhibit opens on Monday the 8th, and the opening reception, I believe, will be Wednesday the 10th at 5 o'clock in the Watkins Gallery. And it's entitled Anthropocene, which there's been a lot of talk in academic circles and scientific circles about the fact that we are probably now in the Anthropocene, which is basically a new interval or geologic time period in which the Earth is being impacted the most by human activities. Anthro.
That makes sense, yeah.
Meaning us. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of scientists and a lot of climate scientists who believe that we have now entered a new geologic era, and unfortunately, it's because of human activity, impact on the climate. So it'll be really interesting to see how this artist is going to sort of comment on that and what her show is going to be like. The one that opened the semester was just wonderful. I think it's down now, but that was a sculptural thing. And they just have wonderful artists in the gallery. And I love going into the Watkins Gallery. You go in the middle of the day and there's only maybe like one or two other people there. And it's kind of a cool place to just sort of chill.
Yeah.
And just sort of walk around, look at someone else's art. And it's a great place on campus. It's one of my favorite
free
places
date
on
night.
Campus. Yeah, kind of that too.
Yeah.
It gets conversations going, as visual art should do. The next faculty recital is a Tuesday, February 16th, and that will be Eric Brisson, who is our pianist, one of our pianists on the music faculty. He is a French-Canadian. He plays as a guest artist all throughout our region. He is an absolutely transformative pianist. He's one of these performers who, when he finishes a piece, the room is quiet for about a second and a half, and then everybody erupts in applause. He is absolutely wonderful. I know he's going to play some French pieces by French composers, Claude Debussy. Classical music is not
your forte.
It's not my forte. I love listening to it, but I it's not something that I have a real depth of knowledge about. But I do love listening and watching it performed as well. And then Dancecape, which is our really, really big, the
huge.
One. Huge.
How many years now?
26.
Wow.
This is the 26th year for Dancecape, and every year it just never disappoints. It's always an amazing event. That is February 18, 19, and 20th in the Vivian Fusillo Main Stage Theater here on campus. And that is $6 for all students, not just Winona State students, all students, and $12 for the general public. And it's always, it's so varied. I mean, one piece will be this beautiful sort of interpretive modern dance, and the next piece will be, you know, tap dancing or classical dance, and every piece is different. And for me, the evening just always kind of flies by because every single dance in the show is very different than the one before. So that's always wonderful. Gretchen Konauer runs our dance program, and she does some of the choreography. Some of the choreography is student-driven, and then
there's a guest usually.
There's a guest choreographer who, unfortunately, I didn't make note of that name, but yeah, we do have a guest choreographer, as we do every year, which is wonderful for our students that get to work with a guest person on a piece every year. So that's
now,
wonderful.
Is there a theme this year?
No theme.
Okay.
Just, I think last year there was a theme because it was the 25th mm-hmm. anniversary of the show, and a lot of alums came back for that, which was so much fun. So anyway, Dancecape, it's regionally well-known, and we get great crowds. I love that. We have on February 25th another faculty recital with Alan Dunbar, who is a voice professor. He's a baritone, absolutely gorgeous voice. I love walking by his office in the PAC when he's singing because you can hear him. It's beautiful. And Deanne Moore, who is our piano professor, she'll be accompanying him. And that's on February 23rd in the recital hall at 7:30, and that is, of course, also free admission. And then our music department, our choral program, all of the Winona State choirs are presenting their annual dessert theater on Saturday, the 27th of February. And the title this year is To Play or Replay. That is out of the question. And I know. I love that. So when I heard the title, I sort of asked Dr. Michelle, who's the director, well, so what are you kind of after with this? He said it's sort of a Renaissance variety dessert theater. So he's keeping it a little bit close to the chest, but I think it's going to be Renaissance themed.
Okay.
Apparently this year is the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's birth or death.
Yeah. I remember
one
something.
One of the two.
Yeah.
So sorry, Will, I don't know if it's the 400th anniversary of your birth or your death, but so they are doing a Renaissance themed show, which I think is going to be really fun. That is 7 p.m. in our main stage Vivian Fusillo Theater. That is $12 for WSU students and $25 for everyone else. And it does include an absolutely fantastic array of desserts that Chef Randy from Chartwell's designs kind of especially for the show. So he works really closely with Dr. Michelle on the desserts, and they're always really fabulous. So I think the way it works is you have the first half of the show, and then during intermission, everyone enjoys their desserts in the lobby and in the hallways.
Shoves them in their purse and comes back in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Picks up a plate of them and dumps them in their bag.
Honey, bring the purse.
Bring the big purse. Bring the plastic bag. Anyway, and because we do need a count for Chef Randy, the advance reservations are due by February 23rd. And I'll give the website in a second of where you can do your advance ticket purchases. Our last event of February will be another music event, and the Symphonic Wind Ensemble under Dr. Lovejoy will be performing on the 28th at 2 p.m. on the Main Stage Theater. And that's free admission as well. So everything, with the exception of Dancecape and the Dessert Theater, everything's free. This is wonderful. It's high quality music events for you to get for free. And so please come.
Now, there's going to be upcoming productions in the theater department this season.
Yes, it's really fun. The theater students are doing a tour of some regional grade schools of a Little Cat in the Hat play. But they are going to have two performances here on campus on the 18th and 19th. And those are going to be free as well. It's going to be like a half-hour show for little kids, but they're working really hard, and I think it's going to be a really cute show. And then the big main stage production this year is As You Like It. They're going to do a Shakespeare play, again, because of the 400th mm-hmm. anniversary. And those dates, it's the middle of April. But I think they're going to do 5 performances Wednesday through Sunday, or well, maybe Wednesday through Saturday. But at any rate, I'm really looking forward. As You Like It is just a...
That's a great play.
It's a great, great play. I think our students are going to nail it. I'm really excited to see what Jim Williams does with that.
Now, they open those auditions to the public.
They did. Yeah. Yes, they were open to the public. So I'm not exactly sure who's cast. But yes, the theater department's very welcoming of members of the community who want to be in some of our plays. We had some members of the community in August Osage County last year.
Lori. Yeah.
That was just wonderful. I mean, that was as good of a play as you'll see in a lot of regional theaters. It was great. It's really great.
Excellent.
And if you do want to order tickets for Dancecape or the Dessert Theater, the website is wsuartstickets.com.
Right. Arts with a S at the end of it.
Yes. With an S at the end.
And if you go to winona.edu/that, is it? Is that the main page?
That will take, actually, /arts will take you to my page with the ticketing. /that takes you to the theater and dance department, which is great. If you want to look at their site too. And I just want to mention that also on campus in February will be the Frozen River Film Festival.
Yes. Big time.
Big time.
All over campus. And they make that free for students.
They do. With your WSU ID, you can get into these films. And it's one of the largest film festivals actually in the upper Midwest, because it's 4 days long and there are between 40 and 50 films. And the guest speakers, they bring some of the filmmakers. They bring some of the subjects of the documentaries with them as well, who are guests during the week. It's such a great experience. And it's right here on campus.
It's the 24th through the 28th.
Yep. That's right.
And I know that they moved it to February because there was a competing festival in the Twin Cities. They were having their festival in January. So to avoid complications, we have moved it actually February, which is better timing, I think, for our community too. The kids are back.
I think so too.
Yeah.
By late February, you want to do something fun. It's such a high energy and really interesting event to come to. And part of it also for the move was the big film festival out west, the one that Robert Redford started that I'm Sundance. Okay. I mean, Frozen River has gotten to be so well known amongst the filmmaker community that some of them, it competed with Sundance, and they were saying, we want to come to yours too. We want to go to Sundance
huge.
And to Frozen River. So having it in late February was a good change.
A good move. It's exciting time on campus right now. Lots of things coming up. And I know as we get further into the semester, we'll have more student recitals.
Yes.
And more faculty recitals coming up as well.
Yep.
And that'll all be on your page, right?
It will. All of that. I've got links to all of those performances on my page. And also student art shows will be coming up too later in the semester.
And to be on the lookout further as we get into the semester on ArtBeat, we will be featuring students with their professors coming in to talk about their artistic process, what they've learned, and where they're planning on going.
Yeah, I love that idea, because choosing art as a career or even as something that you want to work on throughout your life, you have to...
That takes some, yeah.
It takes courage, and you really have to think through why you're doing it. And so it's going to be great to hear some of those conversations.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, your parents question it too.
I would think probably always your parents question it, unless you have very unusual parents. But yes.
Well, thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome,
Kathy. And if people want more information, again, it's winona.edu/arts to get to you.
Right.
Correct?
Correct.
And is there a Facebook page, actually?
I do have a Facebook page. Winona State Arts. Boy, isn't that funny? I do have a Facebook page. I think that's what it's called.
Winona State Arts? It probably is called
that. It probably
that.
Is.
If people wanted to get a hold of you for whatever reason, is your direct email the best way to get a hold of you?
Absolutely.
And what would that be?
kpeterson@winona.edu.
And your phone for the office?
457-2913.
Great. Thanks so much, Kathy, for coming in.
You're welcome, Terry.
Up next, we have more smooth jazz to get you in through your workday, and then the rock pile will be coming on at 3 o'clock with our student DJs. Again, our request line has changed. Our number, 457-2222, and also we take requests via
our
Facebook.
Our beat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.